This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
hey, man,
we are 0-for, guys. Right now, the Braves have yet to win a game. I don't know if we're going to win in L.A. or not. Jesse Chavez has been DFA'd. See you later, Jesse. And, Mike, now we are starting to wonder what else is going to go wrong for this team. Look, I've said all along, and I think you guys know this by now, and I've said this for the last, I don't know, 5, 10, whatever years, April and May matter. And when I hear people say, well, you know, it doesn't. We'll get right in a few months. A few months, you don't have a few months. You will find yourself 5, 8, 10 games out of this thing. And listen, I just feel like right now, Mike, with all that happened yesterday, and we talked extensively about the Profar suspension, 80 games, and we'll continue that discussion today because I know many of you had a reaction yesterday like, what the hey, and now you're getting the chance to kind of digest it. But, Mike, we're in crisis mode right now with this Braves team.
Yeah, I mean, look, this was the story that you and I talked about last week. If you can have a good series against the Padres because you have to roll Grant Holmes against the Dodgers. Guys, nothing against Grant Holmes, but Braves fans get so misty over, like, the good old story of a guy who's scrappy minor league. He's a scrappy minor leaguer who finally got to the show for a reason. He's not that good. He had a decent run. But, I mean, his ceiling is here, and my arm is very – well, you get the idea.
It's low.
So, I mean, nothing against the guy. We all root for that kind of story. But the Kenny Powers dynamic aside, that's not a guy that should be rolling out against the Dodgers in game one. But that's where you're stuck because Alex Anthopoulos, for all he's accomplished, has this aversion, this blind spot to spending on top starting pitching, top setup men, top relief pitchers. And it's going to bite. And this year, look, the bats will come around. They're over 162, Carl. This is too good a team. They will get back to their baseball cards sooner or later. But this pitching is brutal, too.
Now, we said that about Sean Murphy last year, and that didn't happen.
Yeah.
But I do agree with you. I do think you're right. Listen, we are too good. I'm a believer in this club in a way that I thought the hitting would carry us, and it just hasn't done anything in these first five games. And here's the thing that's bugging me, guys, and I don't know if you see this or not. Tell me what you think about this, Mike. We don't even look competitive. That's the issue. Mm-hmm. It's not like, oh, well, you know, hey, we're going through a rough a stretch here. We don't even look competitive. So something right now is not clicking. Something's not right. I don't know. I can't put my finger on it. And I'm not going to sit here and tell you that Profar screwed up everything for everybody last night. Mm-hmm. Maybe he did. But that's the issue for me, Mike. Like, you're telling me last night we got 4 hits. One stinking run, and this was it, by the way. I want you to hear our one run and our one hit last night. This was it.
Braves have just 2 hits. Both of those came in the 5th inning. One by Harris, one by Kelman. Harris gets into this left center field, and the Braves break the drought. Michael Harris with a solo shot to get Atlanta on the board in the 8th.
Yay!
Braves have not scored since the 5th inning of Game 2 in San Diego, but that stops right here in the 8th in Los Angeles.
The 29 innings without a run.
Why don't we look competitive? That's the issue for me.
Yeah, and I know that, you know, we don't want to get into the body language thing because we don't know, but I haven't been in that clubhouse in a minute, so I'm not going to try to guess. But one thing I do know, you know, I don't know who the leader is. You and I have said this. Who's the guy when the chips are down to say, hey, man. Now, Snicker can call the meeting. You mentioned that. He did that a couple years ago, stopped the bleeding and had a big turnaround. But you do miss some of the personalities, some of the guys. I know some fans don't want to hear about it. But I just wonder because, I mean, you talked about when they had that. I fell asleep because the Braves freaking put me to sleep. But when they panned the dugout on FanDuel last night, I didn't see a lot of guys that are really engaged.
Rah, rah, let's go. Right. Let's get it going.
Right.
Where are we at? Do you guys not realize we struck out 14 times? Not only are we not competitive, we're striking out like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you guys tell me.
No. They fired the hitting instructor. Kevin Seitzer was the problem.
Seitzer? Yeah.
There you go. Fired the guy. The guy that gave you the greatest hitting season in franchise history. A year later, he forgot what he's doing. And now this year, I guess we better fire this guy now, too. Okay, because they're not hitting. But this is why it was such a stupid, like a symbolic and foolish gesture to fire Seitzer last year.
404-726-0929. Are you guys seeing what I'm seeing? Am I the only one that's watching this? Like, where's the competitive fire that we need? We're 0-4 going into last night. You get a guy suspended. All right, let's rally, man. We got to get going. Yo, let's get this thing rolling. And I know we're playing arguably the best team in the league, but give me a break. Like, that's my issue right now. It's not the talent. I'm not going to tell you they're not giving effort. But that competitive fire that I'm used to seeing is not there, and we're not hitting. And that is a recipe for disaster. And then on top of that, Mike, the pitching is what it is.
Hey, will somebody on this team, next time they strike out or do something stupid, just take the bat to like the sunflower seed container and let's go crazy.
Hit something.
Hit something, man. Start throwing some stuff. Let's get some energy out here, man. I know it's goofy, but this team, and I've said it, and a couple of listeners brought it up the other day, we have been literally lifeless in the true sense of it. Yes, we've competed and we did battle back to win the division, but this team has lost its mojo since Bryce Harper punked us, and I'll die on that friggin' hill.
All right, want to hear from you guys. Find us on social media. Turtle, I'm curious, what did our poll look like after that news broke yesterday? I'm curious what the final results were at Dukes and Bell 929. Follow Mike. He's Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes and the radio show. It's Dukes and Bell 929. Follow the radio station at 929 The Game. Listen, we are going to talk about the NFL annual meetings that are going on. Lots of news coming out of Palm Springs today. And Raheem
Palm Beach.
Palm Beach. And, Palm Springs. Both great golf locations. But Raheem Moore spoke to the media today and had some things to say about Kirk Cousins, which we will get to if you're not hearing or familiar with everything that was said today. And listen, Arthur Blank came out today also and said that defense is going to be the focus in the draft. You think?
But we did apparently look at a lot of offensive tackles. Raheem Morris did let that out of the bag. That in addition to all this defense, and remember the whole rigmarole going up to Indianapolis, we're only going to talk to defensive players, that they are also looking at offensive tackles. Now, whether that's simply because, Carl, there is going to be a perceived run on offensive tackles, right?
Yes.
Before or around we're picking. But that's gamesmanship. I got nothing wrong with that. And if we, if we do go get a tackle, well, we'll have to deal with the listeners on Friday.
listen, I think internally, and I've been saying this, all three picks, this is where I'm at. We're 3 weeks away from the draft now. We'll be defense. That's what I believe. I don't know what I don't know, edge or corner or D tackle or whatever, but those three picks should be used for defense. With that said, real quick, Turtle, what's the poll results? Because first of all, pose the question we asked yesterday. Now, this was before we found out that Profar was suspended for 80 games.
Yes.
Then we found out and people were like, holy crap. What were the results?
All right. So this poll was put up exactly 24 hours ago. It just went final. How concerned are you about the Braves 0-4, now 0-5?
Very.
Start. Not at all, 24%. Very concerned, 28%. Absolutely panicked, 10%. And the winner, far and away, at 38.6%, mildly concerned. I think if we did that now, it would be very, very different.
I'm mildly concerned. Now, as I said, the bats are going to come around. But again, one of the central issues that always, I'll stop yelling about it because there's no point in it. They don't change it. Is if you can't get your pitchers through the fifth inning, and then you got to rely on your bullpen. You got to account for that, especially early in the season, knowing that Strider won't be ready for another few weeks, knowing that AJ Smith-Shawver has a penchant for getting up in the pitch count. The Schwellenbach's done his job. We need Sale to stop the bleeding. This is where your ace really has to come through for you tonight.
I agree. All right, man. Plenty more baseball conversation. Brett Boone's going to join us. Odyssey MLB Insider coming up in less than 10 minutes. I will tell you guys that the tush push conversation has been pushed. It's going to be revisited. It has been tabled into a later date, which means they did not come to a decision on whether or not it should continue to be legal, a legal play in the NFL, or they're going to do away with it. Competition Committee Chair Rich McKay said there was a 30 to 40 minute discussion focusing on, Mike, the safety and other issues of the tush push.
Again, I'm sorry. I don't remember ever watching the tush push and watching guys sprawled on the floor, you know, writhing in pain. You know, it's just big box car running over another big box car. You know, I saw Matt LaFleur was asked about it today, and he was railing against it. You know, I figured this is my two cents worth, and I've told this to you before off the air.
What's that?
I think some of these offensive coordinators are egomaniacs, and their system and their brilliance, and they're not going to rip off or copy that because it's beneath them. So, I mean, look at the Falcons. We are, I mean, one of the worst things that we struggle in for years is short yardage. How many times, Carl, the last three seasons have we missed on short yardage plays? Go figure it out. It works. Use Tyler Algier. You know, you get the big bodies in there and do it. The Eagles, they got a tremendous offensive line, arguably the best in football. But to me, it's like, why don't you use something that's simple and easy, and to stop something that somebody's perfected, to me, is un-American. That's not what sports is about. So I'm glad that they tabled it at least for a year.
Well, they said they're revisiting in May,
right,
when they reconvene for their next meeting, whenever it is. I think it's in the summer.
Now, that sequence against the Commanders was pretty darn ugly.
Well, it was.
Those four plays in a row. But still,
yes,
but I don't think you reinvent the wheel because guys can do something you can't do.
That's the part that, Mike, bothered me. We saw four or five plays of that. That's not football. That's not creativity. That's not what you want to see in the red zone. And that takes away from the game. You're not embracing your fan base. I don't care what fan base you are. Mm-hmm. By doing that three, four, five times and then the ref coming on and saying, hey, you guys jump over the line again. We're going to, you know, allow them to have a touchdown. We've never seen that. So I don't know which way this is going, but obviously there is real discussion about it, and I just wanted to mention it because it was such a hot topic yesterday. We said, hey, they're going to talk about it. Well, they did today. And, you know, guess who was leading the conversation, by the way? Howie Roseman. Imagine that.
Right.
The general manager of the Eagles is like, there is no proof that anybody is getting hurt on this thing. And so the league says, all right, we'll see where this goes. All right, more on what happened today at the annual NFL meetings. But when we come back, we got to talk to Brett Boone. We'll get his thoughts on where we are as a ball club right now. And I'm talking about, of course, our Braves. We are 0-5. We know Ronaldo Lopez, 15-day IL. We know Profar's done. He won't be back until late June. And now Jesse Mike, after last night, has been DFA'd. So this thing continues to turn over and change. And right now, look, I don't blame the Braves. Like, perform, get off the pot, or, you know, blank. Like we got to get something here. And for Jesse, we said this, you know, yesterday. This is his seventh, eighth time, whatever it might be, up here with the Braves. But either you're going to be good or you're not. And if you're not, we don't have time to clown around.
Yeah, and like, it's a great story. I mean, I joked around with Carl because every time they always say on TV, it seems like Brandon Gordon, our buddy from FanDuel, be like, the players really want to see him get to the All-Star game. Pow! And it's a long fly ball, and it's gone. They're like, it's a great story. And Jesse Chavez, it's like Jesse Orozco. You know, except Chavez was a right-hander. Generally, if you're a lefty, you can pitch to 50. But Chavez, that's it. Again, God bless, and vaya con Dios. And let's go get some serious too late now. Because all the good pitches already been gobbled up during the hot stove league and during spring.